But just one final la'ara to end the daf with, which really has a lot of shaychis to the beginning of the daf as well, but really we're focusing on the second part of the daf, and that is the Gemara said, that is that true? Wherever it says, Vayihi b'mei, it's a lashon of tzar. How could you say that? It says, Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini. V'tanya, we're learning to the b'raisa, Oysa yom hoysa simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yom shenivu b'y shamayim v'aretz. That day, it was such a happy day, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally like the day that Shemayim Varetz was created. How do you know? The Ksiv Achot says over here, Vayi Bayim HaShmini. The Ksiv Hasem, and it says, Vir, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voike Yoyim Echad. So again, Oysei HaYoyim, the day of HaKomas HaMishkon, Hoyse Simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bay Shemayim Varetz. The day that the Mishkon was built, it was such a happy day, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was literally Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bay Shemayim Varetz. And obviously, this Chazal is Tzorech Bir. My Inyan, HaKomas HaMishkon, L'yoyim Shenivru Bay Shemayim V'aretz. So maybe you can say, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Hei Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yoideya Hoye B'Tzalel, L'Tzarif Oysiyoy Shenivru Bayim Shemayim V'aretz. B'Tzalel, when he built the Mishkon, the way he built the Mishkon was with a secret that he knew. And that was, he knew how to be mitzarif the oisiyos, shenivru b'em shemayim v'aretz. Chazal say that the aleph base, the chof base oisiyos that make up the Sefer Torah, are the chof base oisiyos sheboy nivru b'y shemayim v'aretz. But obviously it requires tzirufim and different inyonim of Kabbalah and Sefer Yetzirah. But Tzalel knew that. He was tapped in, and that's the way he built the Mishkan. How do you know that? Ksiv Hach, it says, Ve'imali Yosef Ruach Elikim B'chachmu B'svuna. But that's, Ksiv Hach, Hashem B'chachmu Yosef Eretz, Koyin Shemayim B'svuna. Ksiv, B'taitei Tomis Nevko. Either way, a bunch of psukim. And we learn from there that when Bezalel built the Mishkan, the way he built the Mishkan was Yedeya Hoya Bezalel L'tzarif Oysios Shenivru Bay Shemayim Var. So just to understand this on a little bit of a deeper level, the Balaturim in Parshas Vayakel. So the pasuk says, "Vayakel Moshe es kol adas bnei Yisrael vayomer aleihem ele hadvarim asher tziva Hashem lasois oisam." And the ele hadvarim is the parasha of Shabbos. Says the Baal HaTurim that in this pasuk there's a remez to how many melachas a yid is not allowed to do on Shabbos. So everyone knows how many melachas are you not allowed to do on Shabbos? 39 melachas. Now it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to do 39 melachas. How do you know you're not allowed to do 39 melachas? Because the Torah juxtaposed the parasha of Shabbos and the parasha of Mishkan, and just like there were 39 melachas chashuvos that were used when the Mishkan was built, so too on Shabbos a yid has to refrain. You're not allowed to do lamites melachas. So says the Baal HaTurim that even though it's not mefurish anywhere lamites melachas, but there is a remez to lamites melachas. The pasuk says ila advar mashat tiv Hashem lasis oisam and lasis oisam. What are we referring to? Sheishes yamim teyasa melacha ubayim ashvii alechem kodesh. We're talking about Shabbos. So says the Baal HaTurim there's a remez. The word lasis is lamit tesha. It's written chaser. It's written lamit ayin. Shin Tov. So it's Lamed Tesha. Lamed is 30, Tesha is 9, and this is a remez to the Lamed Tes Melachas. And then the Baal HaTurim continues. The Baal HaTurim says, V'chein, Ashebar Elikim Lasois. Ashebar Elikim Lasois, it's Eva Bereshis. It's also Lamed Tesha. And then the Baal HaTurim goes further, and he says that if you go through all the words that are mentioned in the beginning of Bereshis that describe Briyas HaOlam, the words that have the Shoresh of Asiyah, Vayas, Briois, Bereshis, Bara, Elikim, Melachois, Mikom Melachta, Yasharasa, Havayois, Vayihi Erev, Vayivoyki, Yemechot, Yem Sheni, Hoitsois, Vatoitse, Yoretz, Havdalois, Vayavdal, Elikim. If you add up all those verbs, Kula, you know what you're going to end up with? Exactly, not more, not less, it's going to be 39. And this is a remez, says the Baal HaTurim, to some idea that the world was created with Lamites Melachas. I heard once from Reb Levi Chomsky, he showed me a beautiful Maramachim. If you look in the Yoitzris of Parsha Shkolim, this is in the Yoitzris of Parsha Shkolim. So there's a very interesting paragraph that we say. It begins like this. V'cheinu l'cha sala kedusha ki atu kedush Yisrael u'moshia. Oz, ro'isa v'safarta v'hichanta v'chakarta u'madadeta v'chalta v'shakalta v'omadeta v'tzavarta u'fakadeta v'chashavta v'samachta u'monisa v'safarta v'kotzavta v'choratzta v'gozarta v'tipachta v'shiarta v'ibatata v'ivanta v'skalta v'sharta v'sakarta. It goes on and on and on. And somebody once came to the Vilna Gaon. It's brought down in the Haktamah to the Pasa Shulchan from Yisrael Mishklov. He said that he heard that the Talmidim, he was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He said he heard that the Talmidim asked the Vilna Gaon. He said that what's what's going on over here? It seems so wordy and redundant. And what's the point in all these different phrases that we're mentioning? So said Rab said the Vilna Gaon. He says if you count up all these words, there's 39 words. And he says this paragraph, this piyut is describing Briyas Ha'olam. And what it's being miramis is that by Briyas Ha'olam there were 39 different melachas, and Briyas Ha'olam happened with 39 melachas, and that's the remes. The remes is 39. One of the things that he mentions over here is the Vilna Gaon said afterwards that this is Merum is in the word Tal, and he says we know that Tal comes down from Shemayim. We learned to come out recently in Masechtas Tainis that Tal always comes. That's why Merida Tal is not Ma'akiv, even though the Mashem Ruach Merida Geshem is, but not Merida Tal. And the reason is because Tal always comes. And then he said the Vilna Gaon that the word Tal is Gematria 39. It's Merum is to these 39 Melachis of Briyas Ha'olam. Shemayim, the word Shemayim is Gematria 390. He said Tal is the Meiser of 390 Tvarim above our pay grade. Fascinating, however. But either way, Ayin Sham in the Akdama to the Pasal Shulchan that he brings from the Vilna Gaon. But regardless, it comes out here, Amir de Gazach. It comes out that the world, Briyas Ha'olam, happened with 39 Malachas. There were 39 Malachas of Briyas Ha'olam. So we have the 39 Malachas of the Mishkan. We have the 39 Malachas that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And we also have the 39 Malachas. We also have the 39 Malachas of Briyas Ha'olam. The truth is, with this we can understand, the Pasuk says that why do we keep Shabbos? We keep Shabbos. Shabbos is Leisasa Kol Malacha. Why? Ki Sheishes Yomim Asa Hashem Es Hashemayim Ves Oretz Es Hayom Es Kol Hashabam Vanyonach Bayom Hashvi Al Kein Berach Hashem Es Yom Hashabbos Vayikachev. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for 6 days, Vanyonach Bayom Hashvi, therefore what do? We keep Shabbos. Lefi Devil Negoyin, and it's Mervur in the Balaturim as well. That Briyas Ha'olam happened. How? Oz Ro'isa V'Safarta V'Echanta V'Chakarta Madad V'Chalta V'Chakalta. It happened with 39 Malachis. And there's 39 references to Malach and Asiyah in Parashas Bereishis. So it's gewaldig. On Shabbos, we refrain from doing 39 Malachas. And the reason we refrain from doing 39 Malachas is because Briyas Ha'olam happened with 39 Malachas, and us resting is to remember Kisheishis Yom HaMasa Hashem Es HaShemayim V'Saharetz Vayonach B'Yem HaShvi. What was the Vayonach B'Yem HaShvi? It was of the Lamites Malachas of Briyas Ha'olam. So if the whole Vayonach B'Yem HaShvi is of Lamites Malachas of Briyas Ha'olam, so it's Hein Hein Advarim. That's what we do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, what we do is we go ahead and rest. It's interesting. There's another place where the Torah gives a different reason for why we rest on Shabbos. And that's in Parshas Veschanan. So the Aseres HaDibros I mentioned twice in the Torah. It's in Parshas Yisroi, the Dibros Rishonis, and then it's in Parshas Veschanan by the Dibros Shneis. By the Dibros Rishonis, the reason we keep Shabbos is Leisasa Komalacha Kisheishas Yom HaMas Hashem Es Shemayim Vesoretz Vayonach B'Yem HaShvi. In Parshas Veschanan, there's a different reason. It says Kisheishas Yom HaTavid Vasisa Komalachtecha V'Yem HaShvi Shabbos Lashem Alekecha Leisasa Komalacha V'Chulu. Says why? V'zocharta ki evedo yisav eretz Mitzrayim. You have to remember you were a slave in Mitzrayim. V'yetziach Hashem alekecha mishom biyot chazaka uvezroya netuya al kein tzivcha Hashem alekecha lasas v'yem haShabbos. Not zecher le'maisa bereshis, but zecher le'tzias Mitzrayim. So the Ramban ala Torah and the Rishayim already talk about this. But you have two parashias in the Torah that give two different reasons why we keep Shabbos. Both in the Aseres HaDibros. By the Dibros Rishayim is it's zecher to the fact that Hashem rested on Shabbos. And by the Dibros Shneis, it's nothing to do with the fact that Hashem rested on Shabbos. By Dibros Shneis, it's related to the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. There's a Tosfos in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos says the Gemara says that when you make Kiddush, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you make Avdolah, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'shamati says Tosfos Meharam. Shneish b'medrash l'fisha b'mitzrayim avdu b'hem Yisrael b'farech. When the Yidim were Mitzrayim, there was avodas farech. Uparech, the word parech ba'at bash. If you swap out the letters pei resh endochav, you're going to end up with vav gimel lamed vegal. Shehem melachos arboim chaser achas. The gematria of vegal is 39. Ukshenigalu mi mitzrayim hiziran ala Shabbos lishvois mei oisam lamed tes melachos. When the Yidden were mitzrayim, they had avodas parech. Parech is vegal. Bad bash. Vigal was 39. The Yidden had 39 malachas that they were subjected to in Mitzrayim. And because they were subjected to 39 malachas, it's for that reason on Shabbos where that Shabbos is v'zocharto ki eved o yisav eretz Mitzrayim. Vayoytziach Hashem elokecha misham biyad chazaka. So what do? We don't do the work that we did in Mitzrayim. We refrain from avoydas parech. What's avoydas parech? Avoydas v'gal. What's v'gal? V'gal's 39. That's why we don't do the lamates malachas. But just to put this all together with a ribbon, and that is twice in the Torah mentions a reason why a yid has to keep Shabbos. It's in Parshas Yisrael and it's Parshas Vaschanan. It's the first time the Torah mentions that Seres Hadibris. It's the second time the Torah mentions after Seres Hadibris. The first time it says, "Loisasa kol malacha ki sheishus yom amasa Hashem es shemayim v'saretz es hayom es kol shvam vayonach v'yem hashvi." The second time it's because v'zocher to kiver the yisav eretz mitzrayim v'yetziach Hashem alikecho. But now that we understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, we can appreciate the tifkat, what's going on over here, the symmetry. On Shabbos, a yid has to refrain from lamates malachas. On Parshas Yisroi, we're not doing the lamates malachas because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is vayonach v'yem hashvi. And what does it mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu is vayonach? 6 days He created the world, and on the seventh day, the Eibishter rested. He rested from Priyas Olam. Priyas Olam happened how? Priyas Olam happened with 39 malachas, like the Balaturim says, like the Goyin said in the Akdamah to the Pasach Shulchan. That's why, what do? We rest. What's our resting? We don't do the 39 malachas that the Eibishter didn't do. Hashem rested from Lamates malachas. We rest from Lamates malachas. And then Parshas Vaschanon, Torah gives a reason. What did the Yidden do in Mitzrayim? Avoid this parach. Avoid this parach. Zok toitz a toisves. In Pesachim Kuf Yizayin Amid Beis, it was avoid this vegal. Vegal is begamatri 639. So the Yidden were subject to 39 malachas. Now we keep Shabbos. We rest from those 39 malachas. And that's the inyan of not doing lamites malachas, zeicha lemaisa vereishis, and zeicha liyitzias Mitzrayim.